Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom, 107.5 FM, KPYG, Cayucas, 94.9, kpig.com. Right now, it's 7 o'clock, and it is time for news. All the news you never knew you needed to know, till right now with Travis T. Hip.
Well, you ever kick an anthill and watch the fun? Congress at this point is, without mentioning it to you, in a full-tilt panic to pass all sorts of little legislative pieces that are necessary to keep one or another part of the government running. This is aside from the master plan, which is a continuous resolution through the end of this year, meaning that there will have to be another special session of Congress to negotiate the new continuing resolution. You remember that. We did that last year. It was a disaster. Right now, the post office is threatening to cut 35,000 jobs, close 200-plus mail sorting stations. My mail up here in Reno, that's the center for sorting, would move to Sacramento. Oh, boy, the whole thing is a bad situation, and it has to be bailed out by Congress this time because there isn't any money elsewhere due to labor contracts, and it has to happen by the end of the month, as does everything else, because that's the end of the fiscal year, and we don't have a new budget to put into place. Also hanging fire in this little mass, the Federal Aviation Administration, which would be forced to close down operations and numbers of cities, they have to be bailed out. The big-time emergency disaster funds are being melded on as a measure, as an amendment to that continuing resolution. That bill passed in the House yesterday. I think it's $237 billion. The Democrats and the Senate are working on a standalone bill for $750 million, billion. That's over a five-year period, though. It's a mess down there. And all of that, those are just the big ones. Those are the ones that are bothering to make headlines. You probably have one or two congressional projects, street repairs, bridge repairs, some sort of thing that is hanging fire at the same time, and you'd better get hold of your congressman and tell him to get it done. Sarkozy and Cameron are in Tripoli again. They're dealing with the possible diplomatic relations, et cetera, but the big one hanging fire is that Muammar Gaddafi, after we bombed him in Tripoli in 83, Muammar Gaddafi began buying weapons. He was convinced that we were coming after him, and he bought millions, literally, of landmines. He bought RPGs by the tens of thousands, AK-47s by the warehouse full, and all of that armor is essentially up for grabs. The Gaddafi army has retreated, leaving these warehouses there. The civilians are already looting them. And the question now becomes, will 7 million Libyans have control of something in the neighborhood of 21 million weapons? And if not, who's going to collect them? That's one of the things Sarkozy and Cameron are bargaining for. The U.S. has announced that it will not participate in that program. North Korea and South Korea. Korean nuclear situation talks in Beijing next week. Just announced. This is the first talk since last June in Bali, which didn't go anywhere as usual. But this time it's getting desperate. Food shortages of the worst sort in North Korea. And if they do not come to the table to talk about nukes and other issues, they're not going to get any aid this winter. And that's probably enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. On Is It Really Friday? Stay tuned.